Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder Podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination, or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 21, The Murder of King Edward II. King Edward II of England, whose reign was marked by political strife and personal scandal, met a mysterious and gruesome end that has fascinated historians for centuries. Born on the 25th of April, 1284, Edward was the son of the formidable King Edward I, a warrior king known for his conquests in Scotland and Wales. Edward II, however, was very different from his father in both personality and capability, and his inability to assert authority over his barons and allies ultimately led to his downfall. His reign saw England plunge into turmoil, with his controversial relationships and perceived favouritism sowing discord within the court and among the nobility. In 1327, Edward was deposed, imprisoned, and ultimately murdered under mysterious circumstances, an event that has fuelled countless theories and historical debates. Edward became king in 1307, but from the start he faced criticism. Unlike his father, Edward lacked the military prowess and strong leadership that England had come to expect. His reign was defined by intense rivalries, primarily because of his close relationships with certain male favourites, notably Piers Gaveston. Gaveston, a charismatic nobleman of low rank, was granted unprecedented titles and privileges, which outraged the established nobility. Gaveston's influence over the king led to a power struggle between the crown and the barons, who felt their positions threatened by the king's favouritism. The nobles forced Edward to exile Gaveston multiple times, but Edward repeatedly brought him back, deepening the animosity. This tension reached a tragic climax in 1312, when Gaveston was captured and executed by a group of rebellious barons. Edward was devastated by Gaveston's death and never fully recovered from the loss, which only intensified his resentment towards his own nobility. Edward's personal struggles continued as he formed a new close relationship with Hugh Despenser, another controversial favourite. The Despenser family, ambitious and ruthless, quickly rose to power, alienating the barons further and drawing the ire of Edward's queen, Isabella of France. Queen Isabella's relationship with Edward deteriorated, especially as the Despenser family began to amass wealth and influence, often at the expense of other nobles. In 1325, when Isabella travelled to France on a diplomatic mission, she began a relationship with Roger Mortimer, a powerful noble who had previously been imprisoned by Edward. Isabella and Mortimer conspired against Edward, gathering support from English exiles and French forces. Together they launched an invasion of England in 1326, which was met with little resistance. By 1327, Edward's allies had deserted him, and he was forced to abdicate in favour of his young son, who became Edward III. The deposed king was imprisoned in Berkeley Castle, under the custody of men loyal to Isabella and Mortimer. It is here in Berkeley Castle that Edward II met his end, though the exact circumstances of his death remain shrouded in mystery. The widely accepted version of events is that Edward was murdered on the orders of Isabella and Mortimer, who feared that as long as he lived, there was a threat to their power. The most infamous account of his death claims that he was killed in a particularly brutal manner, involving a red-hot poker inserted into his body, a method supposedly intended to leave no external marks. This grisly detail has become a staple of Edward II's story, though historians question its accuracy, as it was first recorded some years after his death and may have been embellished or invented by chroniclers seeking to highlight the cruelty of his killers. Other theories suggest that Edward may have died by less dramatic means, such as illness or poison, but there is no definitive record of the exact method. Some accounts imply that Edward was subjected to prolonged mistreatment, including poor living conditions, which could have led to his death without a need for active murder. The ambiguity surrounding his demise has led some to speculate that he may not have been killed at all. A minority of historians argue that Edward may have escaped captivity and lived the rest of his life in hiding, based on obscure documents and letters claiming he was seen in Europe after his supposed death. However, this theory lacks substantial evidence and is generally considered unlikely. Following Edward's death, Isabella and Mortimer enjoyed a brief period of power, but their rule was marred by public dissatisfaction and rumours about their involvement in Edward's murder. In 1330, Edward III, having come of age, seized control of the throne. He arrested Mortimer, who was subsequently executed, and stripped Isabella of much of her influence. Although Edward III did not publicly accuse his mother of murder, he distanced himself from her actions, and she spent her remaining years in relative obscurity. The death of Edward II remains one of the most controversial and enigmatic royal murders in English history. His reign was one of failed ambitions, bitter feuds, and personal tragedies, culminating in a dethronement that marked a rare instance of a monarch removed by force. His alleged murder has fascinated generations, inspiring art, literature, and historical debate. The circumstances of his death, with its combination of mystery, conspiracy, and brutality, embody the turbulent nature of medieval politics and the dangerous allure of power. For centuries, Edward II's life and death have served as a reminder of the perils faced by rulers who fail to secure the loyalty of their subjects. His story illustrates the complexities of medieval rule, where personal relationships and alliances could make or break a king, and where betrayal and violence were often the tools of governance. Whether Edward was indeed murdered in a gruesome manner, succumbed to illness, or managed to escape, his legacy endures as a tragic example of a monarch undone by his own decisions and by the ruthless ambitions of those around him. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.